Karibose, hope all is good. Today's daf is Kedushin daf Tes Vav. We had finally started the second Mishnah, right, of the pair after a couple of weeks on the first Mishnah, right? Yesterday, if you remember, we started the second Mishnah. We moved on to Kinyanim of an Eved Ivri, right? And we talked about the whole discussion of, you know, the different types of Eved Ivri. We mentioned that a Jew can become an Eved Ivri if he sells himself, if he has no money. A Jew can become an Eved Ivri if he's sold by the Beis Din. If he steals something and cannot pay back, and there are different halachos involved with that. So now the question was that we left with off yesterday. We had said that basically we had learned the makor, right, that an Eved Ivri can be sold by Beis Din, right? And it can be sold by Beis Din with kesef, right? That we had a pasuk that would be, and then we said, well, how do you know that the guy can sell himself? Right, can use money for that transaction. So the Gemara pointed out, Sochir, Sochir, Yalif, Sochir, Sochir. We have a Gzera Shava by the case of an Eved who is sold by Beis Din, and an Eved who is sold, by himself. And then we just had said, the Gemara had said, parenthetically, according to the one who doesn't hold the Gzera Shava, what do you do? And then we had an answer in terms of that. So the Gemara just wondered afterwards, who is the one who holds that we don't connect Sochir, we don't connect the two types of avodim, right, to each other. So we said, right, that it was a Tana who holds maybe we should leave off from there, because it's going to be a whole long running discussion. Instead of recapping it, I guess we could just read it. Trying to find a good place to kind of kick off this whole discussion. Okay, you know what? Yeah, sure, why not? Why don't we just do that? We're about halfway through. We're going to read through it really, really quick just to give a good overview. If we're going to talk about the overview, might as well just read it through. We're about halfway through. So the Gemara, again, had just posited who there is someone who doesn't hold the Sochir Sochir, who does not connect an Eved Ivri that is sold by Beis Din and an Eved Ivri that is sold by himself through the fact that it says Sochir by both of them. So Gemara says, who is that? Who's the one who doesn't hold Sochir Sochir, that the two types of Avadim are connected? So Gemara says, hi Tana, it's this Tana. Who did Tanya? It's within the Reza. Hamokar, if a person sells himself, Nimkar L'Sheish, V'Eser L'Sheish. Person sells himself, he can sell himself for 6 years or more than 6 years. Again, until, I mean, that's kind of code away phrase for until Shemitah or until, you know, a minimum of six, a maximum of six. Maximum of six. And if Raji says, im hisna li mocher l'esr shanim, if it makes some sort of tonight to do for 10, right, so for whatever, right, so then that works. Machru Beis Din, inonim kar l'shesh. But if Beis Din sells him, he cannot do that. It's only for six, it's only up until Shemitah. That's only we'll just use the language of the Gemara. It's only for 6 years, right? Hamocher atzmo, for someone sells himself, inor nirtza, he's not able to take the whole, right, ear piercing the ear by the door thing. He can't extend his avdus. He can't extend his servitude. Machru Beis Din, but if Beis Din sold him, then nirtza, then sure enough he can. Mocher atzmo, if a person sells himself, ein manikin lo. We don't, when he goes free, we don't give him a bunch of gifts from the master. Machru Beis Din, manikin lo. But if Beis Din sold him, then we do. Hamocher atzmo, ein rabba moser lo shifcha kananis. If a person sells himself to be an Eved Ivri, his master can't give him a shifcha kananis, a non-Jewish or, you know, part, again, a kanani, a shifcha to have children with, and that would be slaves. So, but machru Beis Din, rabba moser lo shifcha kananis. But if Beis Din sells him, then he can. Rabbi Lezer, Omer, Rabbi Lezer says, again, just to clarify, that's going to be the Tana who does not hold Sochir Sochir, because he holds that, right, the halachos are different by the different types of avadim. If you hold Gzera Shava, that means we connected to halachos, and they have the same set of halachos. You'd be telling me there's a difference between one Eved and the other, right? So then he does not going to hold of Sochir Sochir. Rabbi Elzer, Omer, Rabbi Elzer says, Zevazet ino nimkar el l'sheish, right? Both of them are only sold for six. Zevazet nirtze, both of them can do the ear pierced by the door thing. Zevazet manikim lo, and both of them get gifts when they leave. Zevazet rabbi moshe lo shivcha kananis, and both of them can be quote-unquote married to shivcha kananis. My love, b'hakim evgi, isn't this our machlokas? Right, the Tanakama lo yolif selach resoche, the Tanakama does not connect an Eved Ivri who sells himself and an Eved Ivri who sells by Beis Din. Rabbi Elazar, Yolif Socher Socher. Rabbi Elazar does have the Xer Shava. I'm Rav Tevyomi, Mishmid Abaye. No, the Kuliyama, Yolif Socher Socher. Really, all of them hold Socher Socher. The Hacha, the High Krokam of Gli. And they're actually, the Machlokas is in that pasuk. My time with the Tanakama. Why does the Tanakama differentiate between the two types of avodim? The Amar Mocha Atzmo Nimkor L'Sheish V'Yesheral Seish. Why does he, meaning why does he say, for, we're going to go through all of those halachos, right? We're going to go through all of the details that he said. Where does he get it from? He basically gets it from Psukim, and Rabbi Elazar is basically just simply going to disagree with the Psukim. I mean, first of all, Miat Rachman Agabe Machru Beisdin. Right, the pasuk says, right, that by when guy sold him, right, when Beisdin sold him, Va'avaducha Sheishanim, right, that he will work for 6 years. V'zev v'lo mochar atzmo. It's only this one, meaning that only this one, and not by the other one. V'idach, and Rabbi Elazar, v'avadcha l'cha v'lo l'yoresh. He doesn't, meaning v'avadcha, meaning he will work for you, right, and not another evidibri. V'idach, what does Rabbi Elazar do with that? He would tell you that it's v'avadcha l'cha v'lo l'yoresh, that he can only serve you, but not to anyone inheritance, meaning that if the guy he sold himself to, right, dies, right, so then he doesn't fall to the Yorshim and he goes free. V'idach, what about Tanakama? Where does he get that from? Halacha from? He said, V'avadcha achrin iksiv. There's another V'avadcha. Right, that pasuk is in later. That pasuk is in Dvarim, right, that also talks about every. And Parsha Shoftim, I think, if I'm not mistaken. So he learns it from that. V'idach, what about Rabbi Elazar? What does he use that pasuk in Dvarim? So he says, V'ahula hartzaz adon hu da'asa. That's just, to many, that's just hartzaz adon, meaning that you can kind of appease them, literally means to appease, right? It's hard, so it means to appease. Meaning that you're able to, what's it called? It's trying to be nice to the master, not to feel bad when he loses, right, his every, but it's not actually the halacha. My time is Tanakama, the Amar Mocha Asmo in Nirsa. Okay, second halacha. What is the reason, meaning again, we're just trying to explain how it's not that they machlok is sacher, just the Tanakama has a different set of drushos. Why does he hold that someone who sells himself can't do the ear and the whole thing, right, and latch on, continue until Yovel? Pasuk says, by when Beisdin sells an Eved, for a tzad no as arzno ba marseya, right, arzno shalom, right, velo arzno shal mochar atzmo. Again, the pasuk says that he'll kind of poke a hole in his ear. It's only his ear, right, and not the ear, meaning us, no, in his ear, meaning in his ear, i.e. the Eved who is sold by Beis Din, and not by an Eved who sells himself. Let's do with that pasuk. Right, a lot of drushes, right, the last couple of days, right, and today as well. A lot of drushes, back and forth. V'idach, Rabbi Elazar would say, alu l'gzer shavu da'asa. Tetanya brings it for gzer shavu, as Rabbi Elazar said, Rabbi Elazar omer. Menayin the Ritzia Shehiba Ozen Yimanis, Nemar Khan Ozen, Venemar Halalon Ozen. Right? He's Gzer Shava Ozen Ozen. How do you know that the hole goes in the right ear? So he learns it from Mitzora. The Mitzora, right, gets on his ear, right? There's some blood or some oil, I think, if I'm not mistaken. That it goes in his right ear. Mahalon Vimin Afkan Vimin, so do over here, by the case where you're kind of, what's it called? You're poking a hole in the Eved's ear. V'idach, what does Tanakama do with that? Where does he learn that from? Yimkein lemer kra ozen. My oz no. Right? Why does he oz no? I mean, that's only this one and not the other one. V'idach, I, Rabbi Elazar, who would boy, oz no, v'lo oz no. Then only a male, only an Eved Ivri can have a concept of serving until Yovel, not a really shivcha Amra Ivriya. V'idach, what about Tanakama, right? Nafkala mi v'im yomar ha'eved, right? Given eved v'lo ama, right? He learns that basically that v'im yomar ha'eved, right? If the puzzle, that whole story starts, right? If the eved says, "I want to stay by my master," so he says, "Oh, it's an eved and not an ami ibriya." V'idach, what does Rabbi Elazar do with that? So my boy, ashiyomar k'shu eved, meaning that he has to make sure to say that he wants to stay, right? That teaches me that he has to say that he wants to stay by his master, right? While he's still, right, under contract, so to speak. If afterwards he wants to stay, he can't go back. V'idach, I would be the other ones. Me'eved ha'eved nafka. Right, against the Tanakama would learn from that diuk. V'idach, and Rilazar ha'eved ha'eved l'dorish me. Or he doesn't learn that out. Okay. My time in Tanakama, damar mocha atzmo in manikalo. Why does Tanakama say if the guy sells himself, he doesn't get any gifts when he leaves? Me'er rachmana gabi machru l'beizdin. Because the pasuk says very clearly, right, by that only applies when Beis Din sold him, right? Pasuk says, "Hanik tanik lo," right? Take care of him, right? Give him some gifts. Lo v'lo machar atzmo. It's only that guy, right? Not anybody, and not someone who sells himself. V'idach, what about Belazar? Where does he learn that from? Ha'uli v'yalei lo v'lo yarshav. He learns that halacha, that not the halacha, but he learns that word lo to teach me that's only for the yarshim, Only his owner gives him gifts when he leaves, not any Yorshim. Yorshim Amaylo, right? Sochei Kari Rechmana, right? Yorshim Amaylo. The Gemara says, why not? I'm sorry. Meaning that, that's not what it means. Not that the Yorshim of his master should give him gifts, but that the only person who gives gifts is the Eved, and not the Eved Ivri's Yorshim. That if the Eved Ivri dies, right, his kids, for whatever reason, don't get Matanos. The Gemara asks Yoshev Amaylo, why not? Socher Karyachmana, Masocher Pilos of the Yoshev, Avai Pilos of the Yoshev. Again, he calls him a socher, meaning like a worker, right? And just like a person, let's say someone does a job, right, and passes away before he gets paid. Right? So obviously, the guy pays the Yoshim, so why shouldn't that happen? Why shouldn't that be true of Nevin Ivri as well? So the Gemara says, yeah, right? So that's not the drasha we learn it from. We learn it from the fact that it says lo, right, and that not to the person who owes his money to. So the money doesn't go to the Yorshim. Not to the Yorshim, but to someone who he owes money to, meaning that the master shouldn't pay the Eved and by giving money to someone the Eved owes money to. I mean, the Sefira Lo and the Almak Rabbi Nosan. And again, this is Shibud of the Rabbi Nasan. The Tanya is one of the Rabbis. I'm Rabbi Nasan. Minay the Noshu bechaver amone, bechaver bechavero. I minay shemotziyam mizel Nosan lazer. Rabbi, how do you know if A owes B and B owes C? A can pay C. Shalom alom. Rabbi Nasan Hashem lo. The pasuk says Basalo lafuke. Right again. So the pasuk says that you should give the money to someone who is Asher Hashem lo. So the guy who that's not talking about a case of loans. That's talking about a case where someone stole money. Right, but didn't swore that he didn't steal. Then he realized that he did, or whatever. I mean, he gives the money back. Basically, the thief gives the money back, right, to the first party, or he could give it to someone he owes money to. But that's only that case. I mean, not in the case where the guy gets matanas from leaving as an every. V'i dachmar about the other guy. V'alman nami lo sriel and Rabbi Nasan. And he just doesn't hold right of shibuda the Rabbi Nasan. All right, Vayter. The last halacha that we had machlokas by, my time to Tanakama, the Amar Mocher Atzma in Rabba Moser l'Shivcha Kananis. Right, he made a split by the halacha that the master is allowed to give in every ivri a Shivcha Kananis to, I think the art school word is beget children, whatever. But basically, that's only applies to someone who is sold by Beis Din, not by someone who sells himself. So where does Tanakama get that from? Miet Rachmana Gamar Chorol Beis Din. It gets from the pasuk of Im Adonav Yitin Lo Yishah. Right, if his master gives him a wife, right? Low, right? To him specifically, below the mocher zatzmo, not to anybody else, not to a guy, right, who sells himself. V'idach, what Rabbi Elazar? Low bal korcho, right? Rabbi Elazar learns that the word low teaches me that he can give this a shivcha kananis to this eved ivri, even if he's not interested, right, against his will. V'idach, ay tanakama. So where does he get that from? Ki miki mishneh sar sachir nafka, from the fact that mishneh sar sachir sachir, the Tanya is one that Rabbi, so ki mishneh sar sachir avadcha sheshanim, the pasuk says sachir eino ovid el biyo, right, the guy again called this eved ivri a sar sachir, right, a sachir is right, the guy who works during the day, eved ivri ovid gam bimbalam gam belayla, well, eved ivri has got to work all day and night, chitala da'atcha she eved ivri ovid bim bayom bim belayla. Wait one second. What do you mean that Evan Ivri has to work day and night? The Pasuk says, right, Ki tov lo imach, has to be good with him. Right? Again, Judaism does not ascribe to slavery as we know it. It's more a servitude type thing. You got to take care of him. Right? Tov lo imach, it has to be good for the Eved. And we learn out, we darshan out, imach b'maychol imach b'mishta, from Rabbi Yitzchak, mikash rabba moser l'shukha k'nanis. Again, it has to be, meaning that you have to eat with him, you have to drink with him. Right, that you can, again, it must be, I mean, it doesn't mean you're not allowed to force him to work at night, it must be he's quote-unquote working at night, and then meaning he's giving the master more slaves by having children with this Shivcha Kananis. So it must be that's the drasha. That's how he learns that halacha. V'idach, what does Rabbi Elazar do with that? So, imi hasam, right, afamina, hanimili v'dayte, right, v'al v'akoche, emalo. If you would only have from that pasuk, right, mishnes char zachir, you would have thought that is only if he's interested, and if he's not interested, he's not allowed to. Kamash Malan, right? That it is even Bal Kocho of the Eved against the Ratzon of the Eved. So, okay, so either way, so basically now Rav Tavyomi just pointed out that the Tanakh, what do we really want to do with this whole discussion? Why we last 15 minutes? So Rav Tavyomi, we had originally said that who's the Tana who holds of the that the dra, who sorry who is the Tanah that doesn't hold of the Gzeir Shav of Sachir Sachir, what was it? It's late. Yeah, Sachir Sachir, who doesn't hold in every the two types of Eved, who holds we don't connect it to? It was the Tanakama who argues around Rabbi Lazar. So we just basically described how Tanakama does not argue with Rabbi Lazar regarding Sachir Sachir. Right? That that he doesn't have machlokas in that Gzeir Shav. He has machlokas in other psukim. He doesn't hold it. He doesn't have machlokas though in that Gzeir Shav. So the Gemara says, "Elaman tam delo yavasav sochir sochir." Who's the one who doesn't hold of that Gzeir Shav? Back to square one. Ki haitana tis tana. The tana was on the brisa v'shavel mechshpachto. Right, that pasuk said talking about by Yovel when the Eved goes free during Yovel. Amr Lazar ben Yaakov, Bameh, Akaza Medaver, what kind of Eved Ivri are we talking about? Ibn Mocha Asma, Hari Kvar Omar. Right, Pazik says already by what's it called? By an Eved Ivri, right? He sells himself. Right? We said that already. Right? The Pazik says that already. If you look at that partial over there. Ibn Nirtza, if you're talking about someone who kind of stayed on for, you know, bored a hole in his ear, right? Stayed on for Tel Yovel, Hari Kvar Omar, that was also mentioned. Right, it must be a scenario where the Beis Din sold him a couple years before Yovel, and Yovel, right, gets rid of him, right, gets him out even before the 6 years are up. Here's the point, right? If you tell me that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds of Sachir Sachir, you don't need this pasuk to teach me that. Neither Sachir Sachir. You can just learn it from the fact that Yovel gets rid of a guy who sells himself. So too, if Beis Din sells him, right, he also should go out during Yovel. So Menachem Bar Yitzchak, Olam Yalei Sachir Sachir. Gemara says, not really. Right, that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is not the one who doesn't hold of Sachir Sachir, because of Yitzchak. Because even if you hold of Sachir Sachir, you still need this drasha of Shavel Mishpachto, right, that teaches me that Yovel gets him out if he was sold by Beis Din. Why? Sagudat Chamina, you might have felt to say, Mocher Asma Hukul Avad Yisura, Avad Mocher Beis Din, David Yisura, Ema Niknasei. Since the guy who sells himself, he's just poor and wants some money or needs some, you know, support or whatever. Okay, he didn't do an os in Isser, right, and he goes free during Yovel. But this guy who stole, right, what Beis Din sells, a guy who stole and can't pay back. So he did an Isser. So maybe we're going to say that he doesn't go free at Yovel, Kamashmo, and therefore the pasuk tells me that it does. So basically, again, we're still stuck. We still don't have anybody who does not hold of Sachir Sachir. Amar Mar, let's just go back and just talk about what we just said for a second. Right? E Nirtza Hare Kvar Omer, Mai He. What do you mean? What pasuk are we talking about? We just kind of assumed that if it's talking about a Nirtza, he goes free at Yovel. What pasuk is that? So Mai, so the Tanya with under Rabbi, Vishavtem, Ishal Mish Yachuzaso, Ishal Mish Pachto, right? Tashuvu. That again, that's Yovel. And everyone goes back the things that he owns to his family. But my cousin Medav, what are we talking about? Even Mocher Asmo, if it's an Eved Ivri, sold himself, or Kavar Armor, we mentioned that already. Even Machru Beis Din, if we're talking about a case where Beis Din sold him, or Kavar Armor, that was also mentioned. Hayina Kaz Medav, El Ben Yitzhar, Shtayim, Mishal Hashanim, Lefnei Yovel, right, Shai Yovel, Motzio. Again, it must be talking about a guy who is a Nirtza, and then Yovel not gets him out, right, even though it was a couple years before. My Mashma, where do we get that from? That we're talking about, again, I'm talking about a Nirtza. Samra Rabbi Bar Shila, Amar Kal Pasuk says, Ish, right? Ezu Dabar Hanoig Be Ish, Ve'in Hanoig Be Isha, Havi Omer Zubar Tzia, that's how you know. Because Pasuk says, Ish, well, the difference between an Eved Ivri and Amma Ivriya, right, is that Amma Ivriya does not have the whole ear and the whole thing. So it must be talking about a Nirtza, right, an Eved Nirtza, and he goes free, right, at Yovel as well. Okay. Vitzrich lemechtav machru Beis Din, vitzrich lemechtav nirtza. And the pasuk needs to tell me that someone who's sold by Beis Din goes free at Yovel, and the pasuk also needs to tell me that someone who's nirtza goes free at Yovel as well. You couldn't have learned one from the next. These ashmina machru Beis Din, I'm mishum dola matez mani. And if you were to tell me that someone Beis Din, right, you might have thought that someone who's sold by Beis Din goes free by Yovel, and because, right, again, it's not time for him to go out, Aval Nirtza, right, but Dimati's money, but if someone who's Nirtza, right, that's literally, he missed, right? Or he really, rather, he added on to his slavery, his servitude. Maybe since we don't like that, we're not happy with the fact that he added on to his servitude, right? Kili b'nei Yisrael avadim avadayhim. Kosh Baruch Hu, we're a Kosh Baruch Hu's avadim and not anybody else's. So this guy opted in to a longer sentence, or service, rather, right? So maybe he should have a kenas and he shouldn't go free at Yovel. Right? And if you would have told me that a nirtza go free at Yovel, mishum da'avad le'shesh. Maybe because he already finished 6-year term. Rabbi Machru Beizden, but when he gets sold by Beizden, the law of Beishesh, right? MLO, right? He didn't go 6 years. Maybe he thought that he should not go free at Yovel, therefore, Tzrich. Reisrach the Mechla of Veshavtem. The Pazik needs to write that you should go back. Right, the Mechtav La'olam, and also it should again it needs to write that Anirta says stays right by his master La'olam, quote unquote, forever. I mean, those two things are contradictory. Again, the Pazik says right Vishavtem he should go free right during Yovel, right, and the Pazik also says the Nirta should be by his Eved by his master forever. See, because of Rachman La'olam, if it would have just said forever, Havaminim La'olam, she would have thought it was actually forever. Therefore, because of Rachmana v'shavtem. Therefore, it says no, he goes free at Yovel. Because of Rachmana v'shavtem, we would have said that he goes free at Yovel. Havamina hanimili hechadolav v'cheish. You might have thought that's only if he did not yet do 6 years and then do a nirza. Avahechadav v'cheish. If the lo yehi sofar chalam mitchilaso. But if he already did 6 years, his end shouldn't be any worse than the beginning. Just like his beginning was only for 6 years, so too, right, the nirtza should be 6 years. Maybe not. So therefore, the pasuk teaches me that a nirtza is not 6 years; it's la'olam, it's forever. La'olam oshel yovel, right until we hit yovel. Okay, so the Gemara now goes back to what we started with. Who is the one? Again, we had just assumed that there's some sort of Tana who doesn't hold Sacher Sacher to connect the laws of Eved Ivri, who sells himself, and Eved Ivri, who's sold by Beis Din. But we have yet to identify that. So who is that guy? So that's Rebbe. That's Rebbe. She did the Tanya is Linda Brysa. Pazik says, by a Jew who sells himself to a guy. If you don't redeem him, right, I mean that again. We suppose mitzvah to redeem someone who sells himself to a goy. Right, people should right, the family should get him out of there. But again, if it doesn't, right, he goes free right at Yovel. So Rabbi Omer, I mean, assuming that obviously the goyim are keeping the right halacha Torah mitzvahs. Rabbi Omer be'ilahu nigal, ve'in nigal b'sheish. Meaning that's the only way he can get he can pay out the rest of his years, but he cannot finish off right his 6 year service. Because you might have thought shayachol. You might have thought v'lo dinu, because that we can make a kal v'chomer that we could do logical understanding. Just like someone who can't get redeemed, that's a case of when he sold himself as an eved ivri, he can pay back his debts, but not someone else. Right, only he can pay back his debts. So, but he goes out, right, b'sheish, right after 6 years. So if a person can be redeemed by other people, he should obviously go out after 6 years. Therefore, the Pesach says, right, he can only be redeemed by those right, related to him, right, but he does not go out after six. And now, if you're telling me that Rebbe holds Sacher Sacher, what does he need to tell you, the Pasuk, or really the Kal V'chomer rather, right, of what he just said? Right, Nelev Sacher Sacher, you could just learn Sacher Sacher, that an Eved Ivri can be redeemed by his Krovim, right, because of Sacher Sacher, because you connect all the halachas of both Eved Ivris. No, really, Rebbe does hold of Exer Shava. Right, Yigalenu. The Pazik says over here, Yigalenu. Excuse me. 1 second, I'm sorry. Right, lost place. Yeah, Damakra Yigalenu. And that apparently, only this case, right, a Jew who sold to a guy, right, can be redeemed, right, by the family, but not by anyone else. So, Matan de Palagala de Rabbi, who is against Rabbi? Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Akiva. Tanya is that we learned the Rabbi said, Velo Yigael Be'ela, right? Again, that means that his relatives did not redeem him, but really the relatives should redeem him. Rabbi Yossi Glili Omer Be'ela the Shechru, right? What it means is that to free him, meaning that he doesn't have to go then be in every for the people who released him. But if he's redeemed by some random guy, so then, meaning if it's by his family, then he goes free. If it's by some random guy, so then really, that guy, what's that guy doing? He's really buying him. He's really redeeming him so that he could work for him. Rabbi Kiva says the other way around. Right? That Be'ela teaches me that if the relatives buy him, he has to serve them, right? But if anybody else, right, he goes out. And since they're darshaning differently, right? They must be right again. It's against Rabbi. So my time with Rabbi Yossi Aglili. What's Rabbi Yossi Aglili's logic? Bar the pasuk says, "In lo yigo el be'ila," right? If you don't redeem by them, ela ba'acher. But if he's redeemed by other people, right? Then v'yotza b'shnas yovel already goes up by yovel. But i.e., right? He has to serve the random people that redeem him. Rabbi Kiva, Amar Rabbi Kiva says, "In lo yigo el be'ila," right? Again, then if he doesn't get redeemed, right, by these people, meaning that his relatives. His krovim, v'yatzav v'shnasi yovel, then he goes free. And yovel, right, those are the people he serves, right, until yovel, the krovim. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, midi ela eliksiv, right, but according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he would say back to Rabbi Kiva, it doesn't say be'ela, meaning, it does say be'ela, sorry, what does it mean? Midi ela be'eliksiv, right, it doesn't mean ela be'ela, ela be'ela, ela be'ela. That's a little tongue twister. It doesn't say only these, right? It says if he was not redeemed by these people. So the lechora, right, that's not really, and Rabbi Kiva used that to understand only these people, that the relatives are the ones who he's going to serve, right? But the pasuk doesn't say only the relatives. It just says by these relatives. He wasn't redeemed by these relatives, and therefore it's implying that everybody else he would have to serve. All right, tachlis. No, we're not there yet. And then we're going to assume... Ella b'hai kro kamifkli. Rather, the machlokas is by Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Kiva is this pasuk, right? Odo do ben do yigalenu, right? Either the uncle or the cousin, right? Zeh gulas krovim. That's talking about the relatives redeeming him. Ois yigo yado, or maybe the eved becomes wealthy for some reason. Zeh wins the lottery. Zeh gulas atzmo. There he's redeeming him as himself. V'niga, what does that mean? Zu gulas achayim. That's when other people, right, redeem him. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Savar, has Rabbi Yossi Aglili read those psukim? Savar Mikra Nidris Lafanov, right? That basically that the pasuk says that we're trying to teach on the last thing we just learned, right? Sdei Gulas Krovim Agulas Atzma. So the Gulas Krovim, right? That basically, or Shadi Gulas Krovim, right? We're comparing and connected the redemption that happens by family members to the redemption of himself. Magulas asma the shechurah, afgulas krovim the shechurah. Just like when the guy buys his own freedom, he obviously goes free. So too, if relatives kind of pay for it, he goes free as well. Rabbi Kiva Savar, Rabbi Kiva holds mikra nidrash la'achrav. No, we're darshaning backwards, right, to the things that, or really forwards, right, the thing that comes afterwards, right? Shadi gulas achirim magulas atzmo, and therefore we compare when other people redeem him to himself. Kind of buying his own freedom. Ma gulas atzmo the shechur, af gulas achir in the shechur, right? And the order is krovim, atzmo, and achirim. So which one do you connect the middle one to? Right? So he says that's just like Rabbi Kiva, right, learns it forwards, and that just like he can redeem himself, right, and he goes free, so too if any other people redeem him, right, so then he goes free as well. So, yeah, if that's true, be'ela lamali. Okay, fine, but if that's the meaning, what do they do with the pasuk of be'ela? So again, if you're learning that is how they do the drasha. So you love be'ela. So if you didn't have that pasuk, so havamina, you might have thought mikra nidrash bein fun of bein achra, that you can go either way. V'akol shechur, and anytime someone redeems him, right, he goes free. Okay, fine, but then the question goes back, right, to the beginning. Meaning, what question was it? I mean, if only one of them. Is going to allow him to go free. Right, Be'ila seems to imply, right, as a kashan Rabbi Kiva, right, that Be'ila seems to imply, right, that's the way Rabbi Yossi Aglili had said the kasha at the end, right, mida ela Be'ila ksiv, right, that it's only, doesn't say ela Be'ila, doesn't say only these, right, it just says if he wasn't redeemed by these people, I mean by his krovin, right, again, seems to support It seems to back Rabbi Yossi Aglieli's reading. So Ella, the Gemara says, goes back and says, no. Besvar kamifli, really, Rabbi Yossi Aglieli and Rabbi Akiva, right, are arguing in Svara. And therefore, it's like this. Rabbi Yossi Aglieli savar, Rabbi Yossi Aglieli holds, and Mistavar Gulis Achirim, the Shibud, that it makes sense that if other people buy him and free him from the guy, that they want him to work for them. Right? The Amar, the Shechor, right? Hamimnai velo pirkele, right? That basically what would happen if really they were the other people were going to free him, so they wouldn't. Why would they spend money on him? Right? They're not related to him. Why would they spend any money at all? Right? They're nice people. Okay, but they're looking for an ev. Rabbi Kiva holds mistaver gulas krovim l'shiba. No, it makes more sense that the people who are related to him are buying hit for him to work. Because if you'd say that they're really trying to free him, the guy could just go and sell himself. They'll have to go redeem him and go free him from the guy, right? And he would make, he'd make more money that way. And that would because he, you know, guy's relying on his relatives to take care of him. Okay. One second. Yeah. Okay. So we're gonna hold off here. I think this is we're gonna go fight. This is a whole. We could get to the two dots. Okay. Let's get to the two dots on. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Zu Divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglieli v'Rabbi Akiva. The Chachamim Amar Makol Shochar. The Chachamim actually disagree with Rabbi Yossi Aglieli and Rabbi Akiva. They say that anytime someone redeems, right, the guy who's sold by a guy, sold to a guy, right, goes free. Man Chachamim, who Shita is that? Rabbi, that's Rabbi Shita. The Mabik Leilahay Be'ila the Drasha Achrina, because he uses that pasuk of Be'ila for something else. And Mikra Nidrash bein lefana bein achav, and therefore we go back to what we said before. Right, you darshan out right before and afterwards, and everybody goes free. For Rabbi Hai v'yatsa b'shnasa yova ma'avidle. Okay, now what does Rabbi use that for? Right, again, basically that again that one second. Hold on. Right, so if Rebbe's not using that pasuk about to teach us these halachos about freeing an eved who's sold to a guy, so what does he use that pasuk for? So the Gemara says, "Mevayle l'kedatanya," uses it for the following pasuk. The yotza b'shnasa yovel, right? The guy goes out, right? If he wasn't, again, that's the same pasuk we've been quoting. But he goes out in yovel, right? That the guy is sold to the guy. Right, he's not redeemed. He goes out. Yovel. Right, we're talking about a guy again, as we alluded to before, who agrees. It's not shomer Torah mitzvos, but he's under the rule of Jews, and therefore he has to submit himself to the halachos, right, of the Torah. So if no one redeems him from the guy, right, he's living in he's living right outside Yerushalayim, but he's there. He's subject to Jewish rule, so he's going to set him free during Yovel. But again, really, still there's a mitzvah to redeem him, right, from the guy, but he will go free during Yovel. Oh, maybe he's talking about a guy who lives in, I don't know, Bavel, France, whatever. So the Gemara says, no, that doesn't make sense. Amras, what are you going to say? What are you going to do to him? Right, guy's living in Russia. Like, what are you going to do to him? So it must be talking about a guy, right, who's living right in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, right, you have to, he's going to go free during Yovel if no one... if no one redeems him before that. Okay, we'll invite you to the Hilchos tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.